For large threatened and endangered species, how effective a park is also depends a lot. And there's been an increasing emphasis on almost providing military-style training to park guards to defend these highly threatened and vulnerable animals, particularly those that are vulnerable to poaching. So this is an example from rhinos. And rhinos have been in decline globally, all four species, the global population of over 500,000 in the turn of the 20th century, now in 2016 down to 29,000 total individuals of all four species, despite most of these being in parks. And that's kind of a damning assessment of how well parks have done at protecting rhinos. Poaching is rife. As this article here shows, rhinoceroses have become symbols of modern human rapacity. Global populations have plummeted, and images of these majestic animals left to die with their horns hacked off by poachers are tragically iconic. And yet, Nepal and India have shown some really great success at conserving rhinos in their parks. So in Nepal, they have a species of rhino known as the one-horned rhinoceros, Rhinoceros unicornis, that has increased in population in the parks, in two parks in particular, from 534 individuals in 2011 to 634 in 2015, which is a 21% increase in those short 5 years. So that was, by anybody's assessment, quite a success, in particular that there were no animals poached in those parks from 2012 to 2016. And so rhinos have been doing so terribly elsewhere. They analyzed Arial et al. In 2017, analyzed, well, what was it that was making these Nepalese parks so much better for rhinos than many of the parks in Africa and other places? And number one was that the government really imposed very strict penalties and rigorous enforcement of anti-poaching laws. When somebody was caught poaching, they were immediately thrown in jail, and often with very, very large amounts of money to be able to get out. And that worked. And second, much of the income of the park goes to local communities. And of course, poachers, while many are associated with criminal gangs, often those criminals that poach are recruited from the local communities. And by providing incentives for local communities to get engaged in enforcement and to get engaged in, to utilize the money for other things as they need, you know, for the benefits to go to local communities, helps those local communities decide to defend the park and not the poachers. So those two attributes really made Nepal stand out as a success in conserving the rhino.